From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. The aftermath continues in London tragedy.
And I'm angry and furious that these three men are seeking to justify their actions by using the faith that I belong to justify their actions. The ideology they follow is perverse, it is poisonous, and it has no place in Islam.
Sadiq Khan is the mayor of London, himself a Muslim, as his city continues to investigate in the aftermath of the weekend terror that killed seven and wounded more than 50 others, Islamic State claiming responsibility. Pedestrians on the London Bridge were run over by a van, and then three men got out and started stabbing people at a nearby market. Police killed the attackers. British Prime Minister Theresa May speaks in harmony with the mayor of London.
The whole of our country needs to come together to take on this extremism, and we need to live our lives not in a series of separated, segregated communities, but as one truly united kingdom.
During a meeting today between U.S. and Australian officials in Sydney, Foreign Minister Julie Bishop spoke of the London attacks.
Today, we work as closely as two nations can operate in terms of promoting peace and stability and security. We meet just days after the shocking terrorist attacks in London, and we stand resolute in our determination to fight terrorism and to fight the poisonous ideology that gives rise to these brutal attacks so often on innocent civilians.
This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, United Arab Emirates, and Egypt each denounced Monday the cutting of diplomatic ties with Qatar, accusing it of supporting terrorism. The countries made the separate moves in short succession, saying that they would withdraw their diplomatic staff from Qatar and cut air and sea traffic to the country. Airlines in the region said they would halt flights, while Qatar Airways announced a suspension of flights to Saudi Arabia. Allison Wood is a consultant at Control Risks in the United Arab Emirates.
We're still waiting to see how the sort of airspace closure will affect international carriers. This is the first time this has happened, so it is an unprecedented situation in that regard.
Reporters in Sydney, Australia, today asked U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson for his read on the move by the four nations.
I do not expect that this will have any significant impact, if any impact at all, on the unified fight against terrorism in the region or globally. All of those parties you mentioned have been quite unified in the fight against terrorism and the fight against Daesh, ISIS, and have expressed that most recently in the summit in Riyadh.
Yemen later on joined in cutting off relations with Qatar. Russian President Vladimir Putin has strongly denied having any compromising information about President Trump and said that he had only a brief encounter with former U.S. National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Mr. Putin, speaking through an interpreter, sat down for an interview with NBC's Megyn Kelly.
You and I personally have a much closer relationship than I had with Mr. Flynn. You and I met yesterday evening. You and I have been working together all day today, and now we're meeting again. When I came to the event for our company, Russia Today, and sat down at the table, next to me there was a gentleman sitting on one side. I made my speech, then we talked about some other stuff, and I got up and left.
In the meantime, the former director of the FBI, James Comey, is expected to testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee on Thursday about whether Mr. Trump tried to get him to back off an investigation into alleged ties between Mr. Trump's campaign and Russia. Nearly 2 weeks after Islamic State-affiliated rebels took over the Philippine city of Marawi on Mindanao Island, some 4,000 government troops are still fighting for control of the city. It does not surprise Asia Foundation analyst Stephen Rood.
Part of the trouble is, of course, the very nature of urban warfare, as we've seen in Mosul in Iraq, a small determined group can hold off a much larger opposition force, particularly when they're embedded among civilians.
Rood told VOA the Philippine Army has been trained primarily for jungle, not urban warfare. Cambodia's main opposition party made significant gains in local elections on Sunday, which could threaten Prime Minister Hun Sen's grip on power. Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.